Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia. Results are dictating an endoscopy report on Tyrone Jones, date of birth 12/19/53, date of procedure February 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Sudha Kalva. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, cold snare, polypectomy, cold biopsies, as well as tattoo placement. Description procedure. Indications are hemocult positive stool. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of methicillin lesion. Such as medicine, zero extent of patient period. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period. Will lubricate lymphocytic gastrocnemius potentials and esophagus and advance under direction to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bone. Second portion of the duodenum. Stomach, rejunction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex is obtained with cardio. Period. Reception from the stem before withdrawal. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Suture rectal exam is around. Period. Well lubricated in this video. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advance under direction to the cecum, which is the presence of the appendiceal or fecalic violent confluence of the folds. Period. To an OEM was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flux, return, response, spinal fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was clearing grade is a 6-2-2-2. Period. Patients had procedure well without any complications. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Period, the Z-line was regular 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next time, there was evidence of a 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next time, there was evidence of a Schatzky's ring. This was biopsied in all four quadrants. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body, histology, and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal bulb appeared erythematous and nodular. Chemo biopsies were obtained for histology and further evaluation. Next line, the In D2, there was evidence of erythematous and nodular appearing mucosa with erosions. Period biopsies were obtained here for histology as well. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ilium, come the last 5 centimeters, appeared on the unremarkable. Next line, there was a approximately 2-centimeter polyp that was irregularly shaped, long, and span 2 separate folds. That was biopsied for histology and tattooed just distally in order for easy identification. This was approximately 2 centimeters in size. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp. I'm sorry, there was a approximately eight millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 diminutive transverse colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile splenic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 descending colon polyps. 2 were removed with cold snare polypectomy and sessile. And the other 2 were diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Period. Please note that the ones removed by Coltner were approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size. Next line. There were 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with 2 removed with cold snare prostatectomy and 1 removed with cold biopsy prostatectomy. The cold snare prostatectomy ones are approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size. There was an approximately 10 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare prostatectomy. And there was a rectal lesion that was approximately 2.5 centimeters in size, lobulated. That was biopsied extensively. For histology and to rule out underlying malignancy. Next line. There was diverticulosis coli noted. Next line, there's grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend PPI daily with omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. For 8 weeks period, we'll follow a pathology from the duodenal bulb erythema nodularity, duodenal bulb and D2 nodularity and erythema, and we'll plan on repeat we'll follow up on biopsy pathology from the duodenal bulb and D2 biopsies. If there is evidence of any abnormal mucosa, we'll refer for CARE removal, comma. Otherwise, if biopsies are consistent with septic duodenitis, we'll trial the PPI and repeat scope in 3 months for reevaluation. Next line, follow biopsy pathology from the ascending colon polyp and the rectal lesion. Comment if there's any evidence of malignancy, we'll refer to surgery and oncology. Comma, if these are polyps, we'll refer to care for EMR. Period. Next line, follow up in clinic as previously scheduled. Next line, the path has been rushed. The path has been sent staff for quick evaluation. January